Even today, black-necked cranes are treated with reverence and are welcomed by farmers as they land in the fields around the villages. They perform their elaborate sky-pointing rituals. After the dignified business of parading, they begin to forage for leftover barley. Helped by the pigs which break up the soil. The farmers are happy to have these sacred birds on their fields. Within the village, religion is an integral part of life. Each prayer wheel is inscribed with mantras. Spinning them has much the same effect as reciting the prayers. Perhaps the Buddha would have enjoyed the thought that his teachings could provide so much fun. Buddhist respect for nature may find expression in practical ways too. This bird has a broken wing and has been nursed back to health by the villagers. Such kind acts are common where people believe that helping other beings, animals or people, in this life may bring rewards in the next. The culture of veneration and protection extends right across Tibet, helping to preserve a unique yet fragile ecosystem. Out on the plateau, there's a small creature that's at the root of much of the grassland's delicate ecology. Despite summer snowstorms, the pika, a relative of rabbits and hares, is perpetually eating and gathering grass and digging burrows for its family. The pika's constant excavations aerate the soil, which helps the plants to grow. In the short summer, the landscape is carpeted with hardy grasses and decorated with endemic flowers.